Marketplace is supported by Constant Contact, dedicated to helping small businesses and nonprofits build strong customer relationships with email marketing and online surveys. ConstantContact.com.
Maybe it's just me because I hear this show every day, but it seems like we are constantly bringing you news of businesses that are struggling to get by. So how about something completely different today? A success story from an industry where it is notoriously tough to break even. From the Marketplace Entrepreneurship Desk, Caitlin Cowrell reports that good ideas can sizzle even when the economy cools.
A line snakes around the block in a gritty part of Los Angeles. Hipsters, families, and tourists are all waiting to get into a restaurant whose name they can't even pronounce.
Worskuchi.
Worskucha.
Yeah, Worskucher.
Worskucha.
The name isn't the only unusual thing about Wurstküche, German for sausage kitchen. Last fall, as many other restaurants were closing, Joseph Petroselli and his cousin Tyler Wilson were opening Wurstküche for fries, beer, and oh yeah, sausage.
Well, we've got 22, I think, in the case today. And they range from traditional like bratwurst and bockwurst and into the exotics like the rattlesnake and rabbit, buffalo beef and pork.
Wurstküche also offers an array of international beers and Belgian fries. But there's nothing exotic about the restaurant's business plan. The menu is simple and pretty cheap, and the cousins know how to contain labor costs. Here's Tyler Wilson describing his cousin.
Joseph can work harder than anybody you've ever met, and longer, and all the time.
Like, even if I'm out to dinner, like, I still go look through their kitchen.
It's hard to tell if Wurstküche even has a kitchen when you walk in. It looks like just a takeout counter. But turn the corner and a hallway leads you to a football field-sized room filled with long communal tables.
You walk in and the place is so small and like the line will be out the door and then they'll walk around this and they'll go, oh my God.
The cousins had a few oh my God moments of their own last fall.
We couldn't believe the opening day. We couldn't believe making $700. The original model I built was for 25 sausages per day.
Now Wurstküche often turns out 800 sausages a night. The business is growing fast, and everyone has an opinion about how to manage it.
Every time he sees me walk in, I think he cringes a little bit.
Chris Haar teaches entrepreneurship studies at the University of Southern California. Wilson was one of his students. When he told him he wanted to open a restaurant, Haar reminded him of the risk. More than half of restaurants fail in the first 3 years.
A lot of restaurants will start off with good momentum. The trick is to keep that going in years 3, 4, 5, and 10.
The cousins, both in their 20s, are still focused on making it through year one. They're busy spreading the word on food blogs and social networks. They also tell everyone they meet about their restaurant. Entrepreneurship expert Barry Moltz says it's all about building buzz.
The most important things people need to do is go out and find customers right away. I find that many entrepreneurs spend far too much time thinking about it, writing their business plan.
Wurstküche is on track to make $3 million this year, but Petroselli still watches every dime, following the advice of a family friend who's built his own successful business.
He just goes, Petroselli, be a lean cat in lean times. And then, you know, and it makes sense to me, and I get it, and that was my lesson, and then, you know, I know where to go from there.
Wherever that is, Petroselli and Wilson know the worst is behind them. In Los Angeles, I'm Caitlin Carroll for Marketplace.
If all that made you hungry for a good grilled sausage, well, at least Caitlin took some pictures while she was out reporting that story. You're on your own for the beer, too. Sorry about that. You can check our website for the pictures. It's marketplace.org.
Marketplace is supported by Putnam Investments, seeking new ways to reduce the effects of market volatility for investors. This is Putnam Today. Additional support from the University of Southern California's Annenberg School for Communication.
This final note, one that may or may not make you feel any better. Ben Bernanke gave a speech today, said the usual macroeconomic things Fed chairmen say, and then he took some questions, one of which was, "So, Mr. Chairman, how's the economy doing?" The transcript of his answer runs five paragraphs, count them five. Here's the meat of it, though.
Even though, from a technical perspective, the recession is very likely over at this point, it's still going to feel like a very weak economy for some time.
So to recap, recession over, unemployment probably going over 10% by next year, the Fed says. And that is Marketplace from American Public Media. Today, the Dow added 56 points. That's a 0.5%. The NASDAQ rose 10 points, also a 0.5%. The S&P 500 scooped up 3 points, 0.3% there. Thanks to Jennifer Collins and Renita Jablonski on our Morning Report crew. The Marketplace Morning Report is produced by Rod Abid. Coming up next time on this broadcast, when art is less about beauty and more about the box.
I'd go to an art museum and I couldn't enjoy the art anymore. I'd just look at a Mark Rothko or something and say, God, that's worth $10 million.
I'm Kai Rizdahl. Hope you can join us for that tomorrow.
American Public Media.